Hello, my name is Declan. I'm a librarian with Kilkenny County Council Library Services. I'm based in the Loads of Studies Department. In this short series of talks, we're going to talk about events that happened in Kilkenny in the early 20th century. In our first talk, my colleague Damien Brett is going to talk about one of his ancestors.
Hello, my name is Damien Brett, Mr. Private Patrick Hayes. The story of Private Patrick Hayes is a tale similar to many other soldiers, except this is a story of Kilkenny's part in the First World War. Patrick, a native of St. Canice's Parish, had resided in Greenshill for the majority of his life, with his mother Bridget, his brother James, and sister Bridget. He worked for George MacAdams, a draper of High Street, as a messenger prior to joining the army. Patrick Hayes had joined the militia, later the Special Reserve of the Royal Irish Regiment, on the 23rd of February 1904, aged 17 years and 2 months. He quickly joined the 2nd Battalion, South Lancashire Regiment, as a professional soldier on the 23rd of July 1904 and began his training. His war service began with the 2nd Battalion as part of the British Expeditionary Force in France on the 22nd of August 1914. He joined the battalion in the field from Kilkenny. The day after his arrival, the first major action of the British Expeditionary Force began with the Battle of Mons. The defending of the French border from superior German forces would eventually lead to a retreat, with the estimated casualties on both sides of between 5,000 to 7,000 men. The battalion would be involved in further battles at Marne and Essien throughout September 1914. By the 16th of October, the battalion was entrenched in the vicinity of Neuve-Chapelle in northern France. On October 20th, the occupied trenches were under heavy attack. This attack continued into the next day with considerable casualties and a large number of men reported missing. The remainder of the battalion withdrew from the trenches as the attack continued throughout the night and into October 23rd. Patrick Hayes was one of the missing. He was officially listed missing, presumed dead, on October 24th, 1914. While Patrick was away, his wife and their three children, Mary, Bridget and John, waited for news of him. Upon receiving news that he was missing, presumed dead, he was mourned, but was not discussed in great length over the following decades within the family. This pattern was repeated in many families after the Great War, in post-independence Ireland, where the cause they had died for was an uncomfortable memory. He was remembered by his nephew, John Power, late in his own life with the words, "My uncle died in the First World War, I don't know much about him." A neighbour stated after the war that he had seen Patrick Hayes with his battalion climbing a hill in France, and he reportedly shouted to him, "See you back on the hill being Greenshill." His war was brief and he never saw Greenshill again. He is commemorated on the La Tourelle Memorial in Richebourg-le-Vaux in France.